Well, hi, everybody. Today is Friday, and the date for today is January 22nd, 2016. And as usual, we normally clear the date, so let's do the date. So we're first going to do 1-22-2016 as far as the numerals here. So here we go, the numbers, and clearing that energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we're going to switch it over and clear the word January, and then 22nd, 2016. Now we got letters and numbers to clear. Here we go. Clearing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we got two twos here, side by side. Actually, three if you took the comma out or the dash or whatever you have between the 2016. So here we go. Let's clear the twos. So releasing that energy in case they're extra strong, heavy-duty energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Remember, that's one of those master numbers. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So I guess that's 11 times 2. So we know 11 can be problems. Actually, you see 11:11 on your phone all the time. As you look at the time on your phone or in your car or somewhere, you see 11:11. Well, that's their tracking numbers. So maybe the 22 is twice as bad. And maybe the 33 is worse. And we won't go into much more than that. So here we go. Let's clear away energies from you. So you may have a situation going on. Hopefully not. But if you do have something that's bothering you, I can clear away that one specific thought form that you have. So here we go. Releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, that's released. And now we'll bring in the light beam energy for you, bringing in peace into your room. So in a sense, it puts you onto the now timeline when the light beams come in. And it takes you out of time. And by doing so, it can take away things that are bothering you because the things bothering you are in time. So you just got to remember, out of time, you're peaceful, you're in the present moment, and the opposite of that is when you're on timelines and you're thinking a lot, being busy, doing stuff mentally, and then you're on timelines, and some timelines may not be very favorable to you. Maybe you are on some timelines where you're trying to do something and it's just difficult as heck. And you don't know why, and you go, man, I'm having all these problems, and your mind's going crazy because it's not working right, or whatever is happening to you. That's because you're on the timeline of frustration and confusion or whatever else it would be. Sabotage, you know, you name it, it could be there. You need to get back into the present moment and flow with that instead of being out on timelines to wreck your day. So here comes the light beams. Stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. All right. So, looks like we're probably about ready to bring our co-host on. Our co-host tonight on BBS is Ann. So, Ann, are you in BBS Radio Land?
Yes, I am. Hello, Ron, and good evening, everyone listening. Welcome. So happy to be here. Looking forward to the show, as always. You're listening to Ron Amatron, the Ron Amatron Healing Show, and Ron's website is creationlightship.com. Be sure and check that out after the show if you haven't already. There are many free healings on there that you will feel so much better just if you just try a few of them and maybe listen to some of Ron's things. You can click on there where he's explaining things and talking. And today was the wonderful entity removal call. Ron does lots of conference calls that involve wonderful healings for us all month. And the Friday call is the Entity Removal Special. That's every Friday at 5:30, and it lasts about an hour. So if you go on Ron's website, you'll get all that information about it. Ron does the cording removal call on Tuesday. On Wednesday, he charges water for us for the week, and it's a healing also on Creation Lightship. Thursday is the clone removal, and then he also has eight-hour calls on Sundays. There's just so much going on all the time. So keep listening to our programs. And if you haven't signed up for the mailing list, do that again on Ron's website. You can ask any questions for Ron to be asked on the radio show by writing to clsquestions@yahoo.com or by clicking on that fast chat button, and we get those right away into the in that email. And if you need to talk to Ron about something, his email is creationlightship@yahoo.com. Okay, and we have an email came in, Ron, about the call today. Thank you, Ron, for the copper water charging. It tastes very unique and refreshing. Also, thank you for making us real on all the conference calls. So do you want to talk about that copper water you did for us, Ron? That was very special.
Yeah, at times we do special waters for people. The copper just seems to be a water that maybe some people need or like or something. So here's what happens when you have water charged, when we do this, especially at the expos. I can talk about that. Most people are bringing in quite a bit of water, maybe a quart of water typically, for the people that see me whenever I go to an expo. Remember, I'm only going to places like New York twice a year, and L.A. is once, and San Francisco is once. So the people that have seen me, they know that we do water charging. We have it in our ads, and they, well, normally, you know, the people who want to see me, they'll bring in more than a little glass, so they'll bring in a container, and they just love it. And when I charge the water, all of a sudden the water goes down instantly. So when you have a water charge, if your body really needs it, your body will drink it even if you think you're full of water. And that's what sort of happens with the copper water. That I've heard from people, you know, talking about, they'll drink like half the water, you know, like down the hatch, you know, without them mentally even thinking that they want to have water. Once you get a taste of it, your body goes, yep, yummy, yummy, and drinks it. If you don't need it, then your body's going to say, I don't want to drink this. But with the water that we do, say, charge, activate, when you have that water, normally it's silky smooth and goes down instantly. And normally when you drink water, which you may realize, especially if you're used to your water in your town, hopefully it's good water, then you go somewhere else and you can smell the chlorine and the water's yucky, and you look at it and you pick it up. And as soon as you pick the water glass up from the restaurant or wherever you got water at, you look at it and your body goes like, I don't even want to hold this. And then you put the water, you know, glass up to your mouth and you get maybe a mouthful of water, and your body like goes, uh-oh, what are you trying to put in me? You know, didn't you listen to me? I didn't really want to hold this water to begin with. Now you're forcing me to drink it. And your body will hold the water maybe for a tenth of a second in your mouth, maybe a little longer. And then somehow it says, I need water, nothing else is around, and I'll drink it. So it's actually probably poisoning your body, but you need water. So that's what happens. Lightship water, no way. It goes down instantly. You don't even have to think about it. It's gone. So if you're interested in how the water tastes, then get on the water charging on the website there and get some water charge. It's very nice. I know a lot of people just do that because they want to have good water for each day. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. And I pulled that up, Ron, while you were talking. So if you'd like to just try a water for only a dollar, you can charge 4 ounces and up to 32 ounces for a dollar, and then 32 ounces and more up to a gallon is $2. And then you can also buy it for a week or a month where you can charge all the water you like in that time frame. It's really wonderful and powerful and healing. So, Ron, along with commanding, this is what you've been telling us lately, command our bodies to accept the creation lightship healings. I think it's a good idea to also say, I command the my body to accept the healing water energy when I'm drinking it.
Yep, that works good too.
So, and speaking of the expos, Ron is going to be in Los Angeles next month. It's called the Conscious Life Expo, and you can look it up online. They have a website. It'll be at the L.A. Hilton Hotel, which is right near the airport. So if you're from out of town, please, you know, it's really easy to get there, and you can just check that out, probably take a little shuttle from the airport. And I believe we have a woman who is looking for a roommate. I don't think she's found anyone to room with yet, so... if you would like to come and stay in a hotel room with somebody else, you can send an email with your contact information to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll forward it on to that nice lady who's coming, and she's already reserved a room. I believe she's actually reserved a room at the Hilton, which is really nice. Okay, someone wrote in that their cats like the water, too. They never hesitate to drink it like they do regular water.
That's sweet.
Yeah. I sometimes, you know, my cat is, of course, always on the calls with us, and I sometimes forget to mention her water. But do you think the light beings charge up her water, Ron, without me asking, or should I be asking?
Well, the calls, your pets and animals go to the light ship, or they're on the calls with you anyway. But yes,
okay.
They won't answer. So it's, you know, they're getting in automatically.
Okay, great. Great. So we haven't asked in a while, and we were going to keep checking on Friday nights, Ron. Is the planet fully in the light?
It wasn't this morning. Let me look again here. I think they've been playing with it. It felt like... things were happening really weird yesterday with timelines kind of, well, the timelines were actually probably crashing into each other. If any of you felt like you're kind of like on a boat in the ocean in, you know, a lot of turmoil, like in the middle of a maybe a hurricane or something, and just things weren't working well for you or, you know, something like that, very possibly it's because of the Earth being a little ways out. So let's bring it back in if it is out. I think it's out a little bit here, maybe 1%. So I'll just count to 10. And I want you all just to sit back and see if the room changes, see if it spins for you, see if you feel a little dizzy, see if you're more in registration by looking at things in front of you. They may get into registration because you're in the now and you're trying to view something that might be out of focus. So here we go, everybody. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4. I have to do it some more. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okey-doke. So, wow. I guess back to you.
Okay, Ron, I'm sorry. I thought you said something registration. I wasn't sure exactly what you were saying there.
Yeah, well, it can happen. You could be looking at something, and as you're viewing timelines that are kind of goofy looking, they will become in registration more when the Earth is put back into alignment because you're not looking at them the way it's supposed to be looked at.
Okay. Very interesting. Very interesting. Okay, I like that. So you were thinking before, I don't know if it, this is the, well, I know, I wanted to ask first, do we need an alien clear out? Does it feel like there are, because that was feeling so good when you adjusted the planet like that. And I was wondering if, are there aliens listening that maybe want to go to the light?
Well, let's hope so. So here we go, releasing them. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. 20. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 30. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 40. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 50. One, two, three, four, there we go. That feels pretty good for the ones that are here now. So, let's, yeah, that feels good. Okay, back to you.
Okay, great, Ron. I want to read an email that came in. Ron, we have been starting each day by listening to the alien to light clearing, the out and in of our spirit, then the mind to heart drop, followed by the 12 source energies. It is an empowering, centering way to start the day. On our way out, we shrink wrap. We also run these recordings when we can during the day. Thanks so much for these eternal creation lightship healings.
Okay.
That's a great idea.
Yes, sounds good.
Yes. Yes, thank you for those, Ron. Now, before the show, we talked about maybe some planet and star clearings that you felt like people might need that tonight. Are you sensing that there are certain planets or stars, star energies that we need cleared from us?
Yeah, so let's release maybe the planets that we know. Stars we don't really know too much, but why don't you give me five different planets? So the first one, Ann, we'll see which one we'll just clear away the energy for recording.
Okay. The first one that popped into my head was Mercury.
Okay, here we go, Mercury. Releasing that energetic cording. And try to see where it's affecting your body, everybody. You might want to write this down. Maybe that's a location that it always connects to. You know, maybe you get a backache, you know, during the days or during the week sometime. And maybe you have a backache now, and if I release this Mercury planet, maybe it might go away or one of the other ones. So take note of where this thing has attached to you, maybe in that same location all the time. So here we go. Releasing this energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 20. Need to do 30 on this. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 40. There we go. That feels pretty good. So, everybody, you may want to get up, walk maybe 10 steps if you can, and then 10 steps back, so 20 steps. And just see how your body feels, if it's a little lighter or feels freer. Okay, so let's do the next one.
How about Mars?
Mars, okay, here we go, Mars. Releasing that energy. One, two, three, this one's a little easier. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 40. There we go. Okay, and again, kind of sense, feel where this energy has corded you, what part of your body. And maybe you want to take a little, jot down where it is. Okay. So next one in?
Saturn.
Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3. Oh, boy. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 40. Boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 60. Okay. Wow. Okay, let's let that one settle in for a minute.
That was a strong one, eh, Ron?
Yeah, maybe we could do talk about something, and then we'll do the next one here after
okay.
that.
Okay. Someone wrote in an interesting thing. On the 20th, so 2 days ago, the planets were aligned, and it was called the Age of Aquarius, which may be why we felt like we were in a rocky boat being shuffled around and mixed up. Were you aware of that, Ron, going on?
No, say that again.
On the 20th of the month, which is interesting because that's a day you say is targeted a lot by the aliens.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
The planets were aligned, and it was called the Age of Aquarius, which may be why we felt like we were in a rocky boat being shuffled around and mixed up.
Okay. Very good.
Were you aware the planets were lined up that day? I guess that was Wednesday.
Yeah, no clue.
Huh.
Nope, didn't know that.
Okay. So someone wrote in, I have been running the alien planet courting overnight and all day for 5,000 minutes, which is option 8 on the Eliminating Alien Attack Online Healing over the last few days, which I feel helps me with these planetary energies that are aligning. You can even see them in the sky on a clear night. I feel free of all of it.
Mm.
Okay, so, and someone wrote in both Mars and Jupiter were one of those aligning planets. Now, we did Jupiter, right? Mercury, Mars, Saturn. I don't know if we did Jupiter.
No, we didn't do it yet.
Okay.
Maybe somebody should keep track.
Yeah. Well, and then now I'm going to run out of them.
Okay, here we go.
Someone has to tell me what the rest of them are.
Yes, here we go. Here's Jupiter.
Okay.
Probably do Pluto. That's one.
There you go, Pluto. I forgot.
Here we go. And Uranus, you know. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, boy. This is pretty heavy. You guys better do the planet star clearing. This is really rough. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. So some of you out there are wondering why you couldn't chew gum and walk at the same time. Well, it's probably the planets getting you.
Right, so, now you know.
And this may also affect people maybe who stutter. So I think what happens when people stutter is they're getting the information so quickly and so fast, like the mind is racing, and then they're trying to put stuff into words, and they just can't. So they got to really slow down, maybe take a big, deep breath to slow the mind down. And that's probably why they're stuttering. So I would think the planets, if anybody out there has a tendency for stuttering, and you've been stuttering more, that's probably the planets connecting to you, doing all these downloads, and you don't know how to work with that because the body isn't used to it. So remember, this is heavy cordings. Anyway, so back to you.
Okay. Wow. Thanks so much for doing this, Ron. And, you know, just recently you were saying, I think someone said they don't like hearing about aliens, and we do get that a lot. That I know someone said to me, do you mean to tell me you think aliens are running around the planet and doing things to us? And but really, what you're clearing now, these planetary energies, that's just aliens too. It's just another outside interference that shouldn't be here, shouldn't be bothering us. They're trying and often succeeding in controlling us, right? It's the same as aliens.
Yeah. Well, they could be aliens. We just see them as planets. You know, you give it that name, and maybe you happen to see the planet. Maybe they're giving you what you want to see, okay? And so because of that, they're projecting what they want to show you, and maybe something else entirely. You know, it's kind of like having a big screen TV or something, you know. You look at your wall, and, you know, maybe it's, well, I'm not familiar with this, but I have heard that some of the big screen TVs have, like, a wallpaper. So maybe you could put something, like on your computer on it. Maybe you like to maybe look at fish or something. I don't know if you can run a video of fish on your big screen TV, but maybe that could be a possibility. Or it might just be one picture that doesn't move. But, you know, when you're not watching a movie, you're looking at that, and that could be the planet, you know, there. And, you know, you're looking at this, and then when you want to get it active, they, you know, they do something to it and maybe transmit stuff to you, just like when you're watching a movie. So it could be kind of similar to that. But you don't know, you know. And, you know, I've always wondered why the moon doesn't turn, you know. That doesn't... You know, can things be that precise that it's not turning? You know, I don't know. Anyway.
Well, they always just explain it that it's not a planet, it's a satellite, and as if that explains things. It really doesn't. What does that mean?
I would imagine if we're able to look at one of the satellites that they shot up there, it probably doesn't move either, because it has to be in a certain location to transmit whatever is going in and out of it, receiver or transmitter, right? They do have to link, you know, just like your, you know, you see the satellite towers, cell phone towers, we call them, and that picks up the signal from a satellite. And so the satellite has to be in a fixed location so that it can get received by the tower. If it moved around, the tower wouldn't pick it up. So, yeah, it could be very similar. But anyway, not going to get too much on that stuff, but very interesting.
Okay. Do you want to...
Yeah, we can continue on to the next one.
Okay. Thank you, listener, who sent in these the planet names for me. Pluto.
Pluto. Okay. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Okay, and which one do you want to do next?
Uranus.
Okay, here we go, Uranus. So, I won't get into that one. I guess the moon has that in common, right? The moon, anyway, we'll continue on here. So Uranus, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. We can probably do a couple more if somebody has some there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. Yes, that's, this is doing better. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. That feels good. Oh.
Well, thanks so much, Ron, for doing this. Well, the moon is full. I guess it's going to be officially a full moon tomorrow, but it's pretty full right now. A listener just wrote in. So how about clearing us of the moon?
Yep. They get mooned by the moon, huh? Oh. Okay. What other one can we do, Ann?
Oh, can we do the moon, or you don't want to do that?
Yeah, I can do the moon. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. There we go. Well, you people out there are having difficulties with these things. That's why I'm yawning so much and having a little hard time connecting. I have to connect with all of you to do the healing. So I'm going, like, all over the place, you know. People are going in all different directions as these cordings are affecting them. So how about another planet?
Venus.
Venus. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Oh, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. There we go. Okay.
Thank you, Ron. And now another listener wrote in that on the 20th, there was a New York Times article about it, and there were five planets aligned on the 20th, Mercury, Venus, Saturn, Mars, and Jupiter, and it's going to last for about a month. So it's a really good time, like that other listener said, to be doing that alien clearing and get these energies off of us.
Okay.
Someone said some new planet was discovered, don't know the name. That's interesting. Maybe someone listening knows the name and we could zero in on that. So, Ron, do you recall the song The Age of Aquarius?
Oh, yeah, I remember that, The Fifth Dimension.
By The Fifth Dimension. And so a listener wrote in that said, in honor of this rare event that's actually hurting us all, they're playing it a lot on the radio. So this one listener said she heard it twice and then cleared it for herself on the natal barcode and alien keyword intercept clearing. So could you clear that phrase for us, Age of Aquarius?
Sure, here we go. Releasing that energy. Boy, 1, 2, 3, 4. Boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. Getting lost each time here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. That's good enough for me. So we'll see. You can do one more if you like, I guess. There's one out there that's pending for people.
Okay, let me see. Neptune.
Okay. So Aquarius, huh? Fidelity, aqua. So anyway, kind of water, isn't it? I don't know. Aquarium, you know, maybe it's water.
Right.
Okay. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, shit. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. Well, that's something. If you're having a hard time, that could be the reason. You know, I'd get that, you know, like I said, get the planet star clearing. It's actually planet star courting, I believe, how you look it up. And you might be more sent than everybody around you. They're going to try to bring you probably in chaos and disharmony as they're going through stuff. So, boy, you don't want them to drag you into a timeline of something that you really don't want to get into. So, boy, I guess back to you. Anything we can do on a lighter note here?
Well, there's another planet-oriented question, Ron, if we could do that first. A longtime listener wrote in, the Dinar site mentioned, and in quotes he says, Battle Planet 05 and 07 uncloaked. Does this mean anything to Ron?
The second, no. It does not.
Okay.
Battle Planet. No, it doesn't relate to anything that I can put my finger on or feel like I've been doing something to or with or something. So I would say not.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know if that's good news or bad news that you don't know about it. But okay, thank you, and thank you, listener. Okay, Ron, yeah, that was all those healings were so amazing. I feel very relaxed. I don't think I was aware that all of this was going on. Here's someone else wrote in. Here's more about the planets. Once Mercury enters into the morning sky, it'll join up with the other four morning planets, Jupiter, Mars, Venus, and Saturn, to feature the first appearance of all five visible planets in the same sky since the year 2005. Look for all five visible planets to adorn the pre-dawn dawn sky from about January 20th to February 20th, 2016.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of something here. I don't know how this would relate to people, but if you, since you're already born, maybe, let's just say you had a child in 2005, and these planets were affecting that child, and now it's recycling again, okay? So what's that, 11 years later, we'll say, maybe 10, 11 years. So all of a sudden now, that extra shot of energy is coming to do something, to activate maybe an implant or whatever. Another way of putting this differently, let's just say that we all know that our cars are electric and with computers and things. So, you know, in 2005, cars had electronics that way, so they were made, could have been made earlier than that, but we'll just keep it very general here. You know, normally you're probably, I would say, looking at cars probably a couple of years before the car is made, but forgetting that, we'll just say that you got a 2005 car. Some of you may have a 2005 car, and from there, the energy, when it was sold in 2005, had those kind of energies attached to it. Then they went away. Now they're coming back again. Is that going to cause havoc to your car in 2016 here? Because you're getting, you know, like if you had an implant in your car or it resonated to a certain energy, now it'll be resonating with that energy again. What's going to happen, you know? You say this would be great. I'll get a brand new car. Well, that, you know, possibly, maybe, I doubt it, but you know, it could be. But something's going to happen, or could happen. So maybe you might just notice that if you have any children that are that age, you might just see if they're acting goofy as these planets come into alignment. Unfortunately, you know, they just don't come in exactly in one day. They could have been coming in, causing havoc for a month. You know, as they start getting into their alignment mode. But just kind of a way to look at things. We may be recycling events of 2005 on that timeline. That's another way of stating that. Well, back to you.
Okay. Don't you think you messed up some of this energy by putting the planet back in alignment?
I'm sure a lot of stuff happened, yes. Uh-huh.
Great. Okay, another lovely listener sent in, there's another article. if anyone wants these articles, just send us a request and we'll forward them to you. But it says, astronomers say a Neptune-sized planet lurks beyond Pluto. And, of course, I didn't have time to read the article, but I clicked on it, and they're calling it Planet X. Do you think that's affecting us, Ron? Do you want to clear that?
Yeah, I can clear that energy. So here we go. One, two, that's a little bit easier than the other ones. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 20. And one, two, that feels pretty good there. So there we go. What was that question that we got from the gentleman about a couple of minutes ago?
Oh, let me go back to it. Planet 05 and 07 are uncloaked.
05 and 07.
Let me just open it up. Yeah, I'm sorry. Battle Planet 05 and 07 uncloaked. So these might be planets we're not even clearing tonight, right? Because I'm not aware of the planets we've been clearing referred to as 05 and 07 or 07 or 0 anything. Maybe they are.
Yeah, I just don't know. Trying to see how that relates to stuff here. Kind of in retrospect, I know about, trying to think of timing here. I'll just say 2 months would be too far out, maybe a month and a half to a month ago. There was a events happening, one or more events happening over in the Middle East where we almost had a nuclear disaster on the planet, like the end of days. So I saw a lot of that and did some help with that to eliminate the tension there. But that was this really, really intense energy for maybe a week. So that happened, we'll just say, about a month ago. It was like everybody was on, like, high alert, ready to push the button, you know? So anyway, that's what happened about a month ago. So if you remember energies back then, or maybe you are a website, you know, guru and looking at different events that could have happened, if you go back about a month ago, I don't know how quick the intel comes out, but basically that's what was going on at that time. I can't exactly say what country was ready to push the button, but they were all, you know, centimeters away from pushing something. So everything was on high alert. So back to you.
Okay. Wow, our listeners are so smart, Ron. The new planet is called Planet 9 for now. Planet 9 has yet to be seen. It's lacking light from the sun due to its huge orbit. When you have something that's taking 20,000 years to go around the sun, it doesn't work that quickly, and it's super faint, said Peche, who I guess is some scientist. And then someone else wrote in, Planet X is what Nostradamus said would come from behind the sun just before Armageddon.
Yeah, it's possible it could be a big ship coming. You know, I don't know. I don't have any insight or input on that as I'm looking right now, so it must not be in my jurisdiction.
Right. I'm just trying to see the... it's interesting that some of the planets were not as, heavy energy for you, Ron. That's kind of interesting. So it was probably those five planets that are in alignment that were the worst ones.
Yeah, very possibly.
Right. Okay, so someone has a question about the planets. Here it is. Could these planets really be orbiting alien ships that are timelining us to control body parts?
Yeah, very, very possible. Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's more of a possibility of that than anything. So I would say that would be probably a very correct statement.
Okay. And something else. How can planets and soil create timelines and programs?
Well, yes, remember, everything that the aliens do, they're creating timelines. And the timelines are what people get abducted onto. So I remember hearing the Beatles song, Number 9 or something. Remember, you might remember that, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Number nine. Well, something in program for number nine. What does that mean? Well, I don't know. Maybe they're programming you, from that time to be connected to this planet X, planet nine, or whatever in the future. You don't know, you know?
Right, right.
So remember, that's you listen to music and. You know, you do get information, and you get put onto timelines and or implanted or controlled by what you're listening to. So and that probably goes with any kind of music. So it doesn't matter who is doing something. Remember, as you're listening to something, there are keywords. So making it very simple, there's keywords that are used for abductions. That's why we have the free alien keyword intercept to help you out. With a Band-Aid, okay, that's what it's for, is to get rid of something that's bugging you right now. So to get it out of your complete system, then you want to do the NATO barcode clearing. So, back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. We have a request for a sample of the pain release clearing. Could we do that?
Okay, so I'm going to switch it over to pain for a given planet. So I want you all to think of a planet that your body is telling you is giving you pain. Another way of stating that is that you're being corded and your energy is being sucked out of you, or they're imprinting you with some energy from that planet causing you pain. So think of a planet if you have pain, and I'll clear that energy for you. Okay, here we go. Releasing that energy from that planet that you selected. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. That feels pretty good. Okay. Back to you.
Okay. Wow. Thank you, Ron. That was very nice. Someone else had a request for head and neck circulation clearing.
Well, again, think of that planet. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you.
Okay, so we really talked about a lot tonight about the planets. Oh, this is interesting, but I'll go on to some questions. On last Friday's show, Ron cleared the days of the week. It released so much. I keep having to ask myself, what day is it today? Oh, Friday does not feel like Friday. Being here in the now, you have to search for the answer sometimes. Always a big thanks, Ron.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, listener, and I remember that, and that is always very powerful. And I'm sure that we're going to really, people will feel a lot of change in their lives after tonight's show, too, Ron. It's very wonderful of you to do this for us. So someone wrote in, the Beatles song is titled Revolution Number 9. I didn't know that's what it was called. I thought it was just called Number 9. Okay, another question, Ron. I was reading intergalactichumans.com, and the copyright is 2012. The document states that that is the final year of ascension. If I drop into my heart center and I am not in time, then the year doesn't matter, right?
Yes, that would be correct, because you're out of time. Otherwise, you're being controlled by time, like the sky's falling.
Right.
And if you believe in that system, or you've heard about that system, of whoever mentioned that with that particular date, that could bring you into that timeline in the past, and you could have an ascension, or in the future even. So you could be setting yourself up to go into the beyond, either the future or the past. It's still another timeline. It's a belief system.
Now, do you read the Intergalactic Humans website, Ron?
I don't, no. I don't do any reading.
Okay.
I don't read anything really on the Internet. Once in a while, I'll read a little bit if I get sent something, but typically, no. I normally don't go past 30 words. And at that point, I don't know, in a sense, what I've read. Or I got to really hang into it, and look, and because I have to start making, just kind of like pictures of what I'm doing to connect the dots. So I work with kind of like a flow chart, you know. So I don't hang on to what the words are. I need to see it and have it like a visual display, in a sense, for me to interpret what I'm reading. Then I got to figure out what the words mean, and that's even worse. So, back to you.
So I'm actually, Ron.
I'm actually using what I was taught in probably grade school as far as spelling and things like that, because I don't do any reading to keep caught up with the information. So I'm doing pretty well, but phonics was a rough one back in those days. But anyway, back to you.
Okay. I'm just checking for more questions about the planets, but I guess that's it for now. So somebody wants to know if someone is very worried if their spirit is stolen, before ascension, will the new Earth transport still work for you to help you ascend, or otherwise it seems that maybe you just don't exist? Will ascension happen before this is possible?
Well, the reason why you do the Earth transport clearing is that so that source energy knows that you're here. So that's why you do that. So the parts of you that were cleared out are brought into the Earth transport, clearing. And so when you do a clearing and you bring more of yourself here, and the parts of you that got cleared out, the physical body is what we're really talking about. You know, you're actually clearing out your energetic bodies, but that's affecting your physical body. So when you enter in the clearing that you had, that's kind of tagged to see what has been cleared out of your physical body. And that part of your physical body or pieces of the physical body that got cleared or whatever was cleared, that would bring you with spirit energy into your body. Then that gets stored there. So you're actually there in your time. It's like being bilocated. So let's just say it a different way, since this is kind of an interesting question, and hopefully whoever's asking this won't need to ask it any longer. So let's say that you got on the website and I had a clearing for your right arm, and your right arm, you're really worried about being abducted, and you don't care about anything else on your body. All you care about is you want to have, well, just say your head. You want to save your head, okay? So on the website, we'll say that we had a clearing just for your head and everything that looks like you with your head if you were to cut your head off at your neck. So we had a clearing for that. So you do this clearing. Now you're wondering, well, are the aliens going to steal my head at ascension time? Well, your head would now be in the Earth Transport clearing. They cannot attach to you because you did a clearing for your head. So maybe you did 20 clearings. You did one for your eyes, one for your eyelashes, one for your ears, one for your hair, and all these made up your head. This is why you do so many clearings, to get more energy back into your physical body. But we'll just talk about the head. So you did every clearing that you could possibly think of dealing with your head. So now your spirit's inside of your head. You're not going to lose an eyeball because you did your eyes. You're not going to use your ears or your mouth or your tongue because you already cleared that by doing clearings. Okay, these are the energetic clearings that we do to get rid of the darkness, to put spirit into it. So that part of you is now stored there. Now, let's just say that, for instance, something happened to where the dark side cut your head in half, okay? And now you only have half a head and you died. Well, in the Earth Transport clearing, your whole head is there. They may have taken half of your head and eaten it. The other half they just threw away. You're still there in total totality with your head on the Earth Transport clearing. So it doesn't matter what happens to you at ascension time. By doing that clearing and bringing that energy over there, so you're dealing with your physical body and your spirit integration, and you're bringing that over into the Earth Transport. So hopefully, whoever's asking that question, maybe it could be somebody else, you know, maybe more than one person, but you know, I've had similar questions like this. So hopefully that will answer that particular and address everything that you need to know. So don't panic, don't worry. And if you are worrying and you're too mental, you better start doing the mental clearings if you're continuously worried about this year, then, you know, do the mental clearing daily. Get the unlimited version and do it daily so you can get out of your head so that you can feel better and not be tormented by energies coming into you. So back to you.
Yes, Ron. The mind-to-heart drop is always the answer, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, so thank you. A listener a long time ago saw a certain healing technique work on an older person who had quite a serious sickness. And so she wanted to try to do this healing technique for herself, and she drew a body and laid sticks on each part of it to enhance the organs, enhance different parts of the body, and she's wondering what you thought of that.
So are the sticks being used just to identify a body location, or are the sticks being used to run energy from the stick into the body? Okay. So I don't know what they're doing. If they're trying to use a stick to do healing, then what trauma is in the stick? That's the first thing, okay? So what trauma is there that the body is going to have? And the body might even reject the stick. You know, that's what going a little differently with this here. You know, I see many practitioners doing laying on hands at expos and workshops and body work and touching people's heads and doing their mantras and everything else and making weird noises and whatever else, and they're holding somebody. Well, you know, it's like, you know, they're getting this energy from everybody who they touched at the expo. And that's being transmitted through the emotions of the person and other energetic bodies, probably alien bodies that want to come in. You distribute the energy from everybody. So you have, maybe they have a shapeshifter in them. And everybody's getting that energy. So if there's 100 people that the person's worked on, now you're contaminated by 100 other people with their stuff. So that's kind of how I would say that. I don't know what the sticks would be doing, okay? because the sticks have stick energy. And are you a stick? No. There's no other energy that can really help you but your own spirit, 100%. But the sticks could, give you some kind of Band-Aid type clearing, if that's what it is. And were the sticks accursed, and I'll use the other word, blessed, by a practitioner, and you went to some place and you bought $100 full of 20 sticks that were prayed upon by some monk someplace or something or some church or whatever, and so right away it'll give you a psychic attack because it has mind energy in it. Remember, we talk about mind energy here. You don't want to get mind energy. And so I don't know what the sticks would be doing. So that's what I would say, So back to you, and it could be programmed, and that could cause you harm. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, I just want to say that tomorrow at the same time, 7 p.m. Pacific time on BBS Radio Station 2, there'll be another show, and it's Saturday night on the Lightship where you can request one physical healing. I wouldn't miss it. It's a really great show always to be on. And Sunday we have our 8-hour call. It starts at 10 a.m. Pacific time. And you can still sign up for that and join us on the call by going to Ron's website, creationlightship.com. It's time to say goodbye, Ron, so I'll just say goodnight, everyone, and thank you so much, Ron. And if you would take us out with the mind-to-heart drop, I know everyone would appreciate that.
Okay, here we go, mind-to-heart drop. So commanding your spirit out loud to take the thoughts inside of your head that chatter, monkey mind, what's beating you up, all the thoughts you have, good or bad, indifferent, and we're going to take those into your heart center where they're neutralized. So here we go, and your spirit's there. So dropping down, and your spirit's doing this for you, grabbing those thoughts. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And I'm going to do it some more here. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. That feels pretty good. Maybe a couple of people out there having difficulties. So here we go. Let's say goodnight, everybody. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Thank you. Bye, everybody.